We will keep our eyes on that one as well. It looks like Jim Scanlon is downstairs. We will join Jim. Coach, first of all, great effort by your team today. It certainly had a very reminiscent feel of that game in the WCHA final faceoff when you guys were leading 1-0. What did you guys take from today's game here? Obviously, the ending didn't happen the way we wanted it.
Gut punch. That's the best way to describe it, Kelly. Just a gut punch.
It was a tough one to stomach. I even said that after that overtime goal, considering how hard your team battled. Let's go back to that first Beaver goal. Stephanie Anderson and Lauren Miller tried to set up that play once. They weren't able to get it past Levier. They tried it again, and they succeeded. It's incredible just the persistence of that line to get on the scoreboard there early in the first.
Yeah, you know, just a good play. I mean, it's you know, we work on our rush offense all the time, and you know, we just the key is having somebody drive to the net, which will draw a defenseman, and you know, Lauren was right there in the, as a trailer, and she could shoot the puck, and she basically just powered it right through her.
The first two periods of hockey were probably the most fun I've watched. Your team probably played their best first and second period of hockey of the season here today. Talking to both Alexis Joyce and Emily Berglund, you could just tell in their voices when I interviewed them how much fun that they were having out on the ice. It's nice to see that not only is it a game, but your team's out there having fun and working hard.
Well, that's what it's all about. It's you know, we're playing a game, so that they, you know, that's, you should always have fun, you know, regardless of what's going on. Just go out there and have fun. But, you know, Minnesota, you know, I thought second period, they had us back on our heels, and it was kind of a survival mode. And you know, obviously Britt was playing outstanding, but, you know, we were doing what we had to do. And unfortunately, they decided to call a penalty when they did, which was kind of strange considering everything that was going on and what they were letting go. And, you know, it was another fluky power play goal. It's just like, you know, it's just it just seemed to be the way it went. But credit him on the winning goal. That was a big-time shot by a big-time player.
The Gophers outshoot you guys in the three periods, 43-29. I haven't seen the final stats as of yet. They were updating them the last time I looked. So 43-29 in three periods. Talk about the play of Brittany Mowat. She just looked great out there today.
She was outstanding. You know, she wasn't feeling very good. She told me this morning in video that she thought she had the flu coming on. So.
Oh, no.
We've said before, she's just an incredible goalie. And again, she was outstanding tonight, gave us a chance.
Coach, you guys, obviously you said it. It was a gut punch. It's hard to take a loss like this, especially as well as your team played. But what do you tell your team as you prepare for St. Cloud State next weekend?
Well, I told them it's probably the biggest series of the year. And we got to put this one behind us and you know, enjoy the rest of the weekend. You know, come out here and have some fun with Skate with the Beavers. And, you know, we'll get back after it on Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kelly.